Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. As the school year starts to wind down and summer is on the horizon, we are heading for transition times. Transitions from cold to warmer weather, from school to camp. Perhaps some people are traveling or transitioning to summer homes. Lots of changes and adjustments are around the corner. Transitions carry an element of excitement and newness, together with elements of challenge. Since all new beginnings can be difficult, even if the new beginning is fun and enjoyable, challenge can be expected. Let's address some ideas that can help us support our children through transitions. First and foremost, as it is with adults as well, most people do best when they are proactively prepared. We'd like to give our children and ourselves advance notice about as many elements of a transition as possible so that we can have the safety and security of predictability. One of the elements that is so unsettling about a transition is the not knowing what to expect from it. While we cannot predict the future, the more we can plan for and discuss with our children in advance, the calmer they might be. For example, discussing with a child the name of the Rebbe or Mora in his camp, sharing information about how the child will get to and from camp, even marking the day on the kitchen calendar so that the children see when school ends and camp begins, can be calming to a child who feels nervous or uncertain about an upcoming transition. A second helpful tool is to bring to the child's attention an element of familiarity that they can anticipate in the upcoming transition. For example, let the child know if there's a friend that will be with them in camp. Perhaps drive by the building where camp will be so that the child can see it in advance. Perhaps some children would feel most comfortable using a bag or a towel that they like from before. The idea is to pair something known to the child as they transition into the unknown so that they have an element of security as they transition into something new. For children who are more uptight, it may be beneficial to play out for them what will happen when the transition occurs, either verbally or actually enacting it. Walk through the process that will happen during this transition. For example, you'll be waiting here with Tati and carpool will get you from that corner. If needed, you can walk the child to the corner to practice. Another example might be helping a child practice changing in and out of a bathing suit in a way that is comfortable for them. And finally, be sure to decide and then share with your children if there are any new upcoming routines or expectations in the house. What do you want them to do with their wet swimming things when they come home? Who's in charge of packing lunches and snacks? Is there a coming home from camp snack that will be available? What time can the children play outside in the nicer weather and until when? These are all pieces for parents to consider as we transition into summer. Remember that transitions invite opportunity to teach new responsibilities and to adjust household routine. So we can take advantage of this time to bring in new growth and development if we feel our children are ready for that. Maybe a child can start packing their own food. Maybe a child is ready to put items into the hamper. Maybe a child's bedtime can be moved up a bit later. Transitions are a time to zoom out and assess what you want to change and how you want to change it so that everyone in the household can continue to thrive and develop. So have some fun and hatzlacha with it all.